more key principles, budgets. Reward them for efficiency and success and penalize them for inefficiency and failure. But you'll find out that over time, they'll get better and better and better, and they'll focus on what you really want them to focus on. And you're going to see what the elements are in just a second. It's elements that you should already expect from your outside law firms. I'm not going to make up any elements. When you read them, you're going to see, and they're in your handouts. They're fundamental things your law firm should already be doing. Fairness. Law firms usually find out that they've been fired because you never call them back. That's unfair. That's unfair. You should provide them meaningful feedback over time, and if they don't get it, and then they say, hey, you don't call me back. I said, well, I showed you the 88 evaluations that my company put together for you, and you consistently scored a 1 on responsiveness. We gave you years to figure this out, but you guys never called us back when we were trying to get a hold of you. So that's why we didn't get the call back. But they have a chance to fix it. And if you give them meaningful feedback and they don't fix it, well, that's a different story. That's a different discussion. I overdid the comics because I knew it was in the middle of the afternoon. I knew you guys were going to kind of start going this way, so I overdid it. Okay, so model works. This is a screenshot from Wiki. And I yellow highlighted FMC. I spent most of my in-house career with FMC Technologies. And the footnote is identification of the creator of this model. His name's Jeff Carr. He's my former boss, and he now is with a chemical company up in Chicago called Univar. And I believe they just purchased a Woodlands company by the name of Nexio, I think, up in the Woodlands. So he is the one that created this, and then I'm the one who executed it and mined all the data to prove that it worked. So him and I worked very well together over time, and I know he uses it where he is now, and I'm going to use it where I am now as well. So as a disciple of this model, I've seen it work, and as a matter of fact, Gibson Dunn is my outside securities firm, and I have them on a fixed fee, and we are going to do this evaluation process. Now, I told them I want to show you how it works first, so I haven't withheld any money from them, but I'm going to show them how it works. So every human being inside U.S. Wealth Services that touches that law firm every quarter is going to fill out one of these valuations. And then I'm going to roll up the numbers and show them to Gibson Dunn and say, had we worked this model, you would have made maybe another $45,000 rather than the fixed fee I'm going to pay you. Conversely, if they don't score well, I could have taken money back from them. But I want them to see how this works. I want them to see how this works. And I've only been there 4 months, and I'm already starting to do it. 20% of the fees are withheld. We stay with the billable hour. People say, I thought all alternative fees are not, you know, throwing out the billable hour. Good luck trying to get the law firms to stop using the billable hour. Again, that's their inventory. It's been their inventory since the rule in Shelley's case. So you're not going to get them to change it overnight. So embrace that inventory metric that they use and just figure out a way to make it work for both parties. So we stayed with the billable hour because we didn't think we could get them to change 15 years ago. They can make either zero of the withheld amount, zero, or it can double, 200%. So over time, this amount grows, and you'll see some charts here in just a second. And they can be greatly rewarded, and I have some live examples here, or you can get their attention, and next time, magically, it gets better because you gave them meaningful feedback. How many here are aware of a matter management system called Serengeti Tracker? It's a wonderful system, wonderful system. And it was so powerful for us that when law firms would come to us and say, I've defended 2,000 of these kind of cases. I said, well, if that's the case, you must know what this will cost as a budget, right? Oh, no, all the variables. We're in Poughkeepsie, New York. Don't really know how many depositions. Just too many variables. And I said, I'll show you something. I have 42 cases in this exact fact pattern that we've had because a Serengeti was able to give me the data, and I showed it to him. I said, on average, we spend $138,722.38 on these cases. And I said, I've thrown out the outliers. I took out this one. I took out this one. So basically, we're in this band. So I said, how about we start with that as the budget number? since I got a better number than you do. And then if it changes, we'll go with the, you know, if Poughkeepsie, New York really is one of those outrageous places like Cook County, Illinois, well then, okay, we'll change it. So I had better data than the law firms did, and they told me they defended 2,000 of these cases. So here is the evaluation criteria. This is fundamental stuff. These aren't made up criteria. This is stuff they should already be doing. I've never had a law firm say, oh, that's unreasonable for, you know, me to, you know, be held to deadlines and your client policies and your communications. Never had any law firm that's challenged any of these because they know it's stuff they should already be doing.